Yisoy b'Shabbos chayiv chatis. Hamanai means you shake out your clothing. You have a jacket and you're shaking it off. On Shabbos, you should know there's a chayiv chatis. So this is the famous Machbidonis Halochim. It's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what the Gemara is talking about. Rashi learns Hamanai talisa min ofrim. If dust, dirt, came on your jacket on Shabbos, if you're going to go and clean it off, it's an issur d'oraisa. So Rashi chayiv chatis, tezeh libunin. It's an issur mamash of kibbutz. That's the way you wash your clothing. If there's dirt, dust on the clothing, it's dirty now. So if you want to just brush it off, that's an issur d'oraisa of libun. Okay, like Rashi the Gemara. So the Gemara, v'lo yamar, this is only said this issur, ela b'chadati, only if it's a new clothing. Ava batiki les lambo. But if you have old clothing, then it doesn't bother us. And we'll soon see the svara, because you're not makpid upon it. So middle of the cleaning it off doesn't make it like roy to wear, that's not called as libun. It's only set on a black clothing. If you wear black clothing, then the dust comes on it, it bothers it, it's bad for it, and if you clean it, that's an issur to libun. So the Gemara avo b'chivri, v'sumki les lambo. But if you have a red clothing or white clothing, the kids are be, it's not black, then it's mutter. So Drashi, Ela b'uchmi sho'avek mekalkol mariso v'kofedolei. When you have the dirt coming on a black suit, it bothers the color of it, and male a person's makpid to have the dirt off. So if you wipe the dust off, the dirt off on Shabbos, it's an issur d'oraisa. Now the Gemara says, v'hu d'kofed alayu. Chura, it's another tenai that your makpid that the dust should be on the begid. So Drashi v'hu d'kofed alayu, l'loibshon ad shinorim. Means it has to be dust that it bothers you, that in the middle of the week, you wouldn't put on this beg unless you first brush off the dust. Now if you do that on Shabbos, then it's the rice of Libun. This is Rashi Shita. Vu de kofet alayu. If you makpid upon it, in other words, without taking off the dust, you would not wear it on the weekday, so on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take off the dust. Let's see a little bit weiter, then we'll see Tosfos Pshat. Ula ikloi lepumbadisa. Ula went to visit a pumbadisa. Chozi rabbonin de komenasi legelimayu. He saw the rabbonin on Shabbos were shaking out their begodim. They were shaking out their jackets. Omar, so he said, "Ko mechallin rabbonin shabbata." Lechura that be mechallel Shabbos. The way Rashi learns, there was dust, dirt on the begodim, and they shook off the dust on Shabbos. So he held their over nisi deraisa. Omar lehu Rav Yehuda nefutzalei biyape. No, they're allowed to dust it off even in front of me. Why? Anan like havdin and midi. To us, it doesn't bother us. Even if there's this dust, there's dirt on the begin. So if it doesn't bother you, then there's no issur libun. Only if we have before, who the cop do you allow you? If it bothers you that you're not going to wear this begin the way it is, then if you take it off on Shabbos, then issur d'oraisa. But if it doesn't bother you, so pashya pshat doesn't bother you means one of the tanoim before. Either it's an old begin, it doesn't bother you with this little dust, or else it's not black, it's white or red, then it doesn't bother you. So Drashi, kamachali shabbato glimi uchmi heavy. Because they were cleaning off their black pagodin. And the answer in back, no, loikavdinus rashla yichpaslon, im yeshaleo avak, hilkach lav libenhu. To them, it didn't bother them if there was dust or not, they would wear it anyway. So therefore, taking it off on Shabbos is no issa. Yeah. This is the way Rashi learns. Look at the top Tosfos. Tosfos learns how manar talisoi, pirish rach, minatal shola. That's what we saw in the Mechaber. It's talking about if some dew, some wetness, went on your begodim, and now you want to shake it off on Shabbos, that's also. Tehainu kibbutz, that's time to washing the begodim. The libun, mele chayim chatis. V'chein mashma de'evi dumye de kumto, will soon see vayter of Yosef. Avo the taisvis, v'rashis pshat. Avo b'niyam in ofra, just brushing it off from the dust, from the dirt, ked appears for kuntris, ein nira shei shaykh libun. Taisvis, that should be no iser. There's no libun if you're just taking off the dust. Like the dust never went into the begid, really. So just stop brushing off the dust according to Tosfos mutter. But Rashi learns that no, that you're not allowed to brush off dust on your clothing. Why? Because since you're makpid not to wear it otherwise, so doing it on Shabbos zel libunay. That's called yisur libun. And we saw halacha the ikka the mechaber paskens like Tosfos that were talking about shaking it off from dew or from water. That you're not allowed to do, but from just dust. So then the Mechaber does bring down the Rashi Shita though. There more brings down. That Rashi Shita is, even from dust alone, also you shouldn't wash it off. Shouldn't brush it off. So clearly about the Rashi Shita is Nishi D'Raisa, Havadi, we should be Machmir not to brush off dust. But Lamaista, the way it says it, the Chura, it's a Shal d'Achroinim, what's the Yisr? In the Gemara's Mashma, it's only Yisr with three Tanoim. It has to be a black Begid, it has to be new, and it has to be that you mark it upon it, that you won't wear it unless you take off the dust. In the middle of the week, if this jacket fell on the floor and got all dirty, you wouldn't wear it unless you take it off. Those are the three Tanoim. So the Rav Shulchan Aruch Tak learned it's only Yisr on a black Begid and a new one. But on a white or colorful one, even though you mask, but he learns still it's mutter. That'll also be exas cooler than. If you're not wearing mamish a black begid, even though he gets dust on it, he owes it's mutter. The Yerachashulchan and the Mishnah Berurah's Mashmano, they learn the din of black and new, it's only a swara. That's usually the case that you mask it upon it. But who are then any clothing you have, even if you have a white or a blue jacket, and the jacket falls on the floor, and the way it got so dirty, that normal on the weekday you would not wear this jacket the way it is without brushing it off. So the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah of the Mashma, that's also also to do. Because the Gemara's Svar of black is only, that's Urcha de Milsom. Most times you only mark it upon black. But if you're marked but not, like the Maisa today, if you're marked but not to wear your even your colored suits, if they get dirty, so it also be also to brush it off. So the Maisa, I mean, if Adam et Chili, you should try not to do it. Now, grab the chayes, if it's b'dievet, a big tzarech, the chura, if it's not a black begid, if it's not a new black one, then you have the chura, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, to be semichon. That the Rav Shulchan Aruch paskin, it's only yosser if it's mamish black and a new begid. Then we say, if you mock it, it's awesome. But on a colorful begid, then there's no isser to brush it off. So, Marmachim, you shouldn't do it. At least the Mishmur says you tell a great to do it. But grace a big b'shas hatchak, maybe it could be semichon, the Rav Shulchan Aruch. That if it's not a new black begid, then maybe it could be samech. Right. Midi. Abaye is at Gemara heavy koi kai mid Rav Yosef. Abaye was going in front of Rav Yosef. Omalei, havli kum toy. He told me, give me my hat. He told him, please give me my hat. It was Shabbos, he wanted to go outside. He said, give me my hat. Shrashi kum toy kuvoy, give me my hat. Is Chaza Diika Tolole, he saw that there was some towel, there was some dew, some like wetness on top of the hat. Heve Komechaschen, as he hesitated to give it to him, like the dinner before, that Churi not allowed to shake off a beggar if it has dew on it. So Toys learns, that's why Toys learns the first Kumar like this also. Masha, both Kumars are talking about with only this dew on it. The Rashi has to say, no, the first Kumar was with dust, and now we're talking about there was dew. He saw there was towel on top of his beggar. So he hesitated lamesfully to give it to him. Omalei, he answered him back, no, nofitz, you're allowed to shake off this towel, this dew off my hat. Why? Nofitz shodi, anan lekavdinen midi, because we're not matpid. He says it wasn't a new hat, it was an old hat. It didn't bother him if there was some dew on it. So if it doesn't bother you, then there's no issa libun akibis if you shake it off. Right. Omer Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yosef. Omer Reb Yechna. If somebody walks out with a talis that's folded up, it's folded on your shoulders, is the Shabbos Chayiv Chatis. If you walk out with this on Shabbos, you Chayiv Chatis. Why? Because it's not a Derech Malbush. The way you wear talis is wrapped around you, hanging down. But if your mamish folded all up just on your shoulders, that's not a Derech Malbush. So it's called a Masli. And if you walk out with it on Shabbos, you Chayiv Chatis. So Drashi, Betalis Mukapelis. If you put it on your head, because you picked up the bottom on top of your shoulders, so chayiv chatis, shein zeh derech malbush. That's not a derech malbush, it's derech masli, you chayiv chatis. Tanya nami hochi, soich reik sus, people that sell suits, hayoitzim batalisais mekopolis, they walk out on Shabbos with the talis folded up, or menachas al kseifon folded up on the shoulders, v'shabbos is chayovim chatis. Not only people that sell the begodim, omru, ela kol adam, ela shadarka shel moichrin, lot says kach. No, since it's a derech for them to walk out that way, that's why it says it by them. But it's not a derech malbush, it's tam a derech hoitzo, therefore yechayv, you walk out with this on Shabbos. Vayta v'chem v'ni ha-yoytzei b'mois, a storekeeper that walks out on Shabbos with money, ha-tzrurin loy b'sadinoi, that's wrapped around in his scarf or any type of deg that he has, is also vayta pshit t'chayv chatis. Because there's not a derech, that's not a derech malbush. If you have your money wrapped around in your begodim, that's not a derech malbush. It's time called, you're carrying out your money on Shabbos, that's a chayiv chatis. But lo yechen v'ni bovad, it's not only a dinner in a storekeeper, amru, elo kol adam, it's a dinner in anybody. Anybody walks out with his money, like in his pockets. Elo shadarko, shochen v'ni lotzeis kach. Well, it's a derech for a storekeeper. He makes the money, he carries around his money, he walks out with his money tied around in his scarf. Fight over ratanim, that means people that run. People are runners. Yoitzin v'sudrin. They're allowed to walk out with their scarves, shalk seifim. Even though it's holding on their, it's hanging down on their shoulders, still it's mutter. Because this is a derech malbush. A scarf is a derech to wear around your neck, and it hangs down on your shoulders. So it's more of a loy ratanim v'vad armu, not only the runners, el kol adam. Anybody can walk out with a scarf around his neck on Shabbos. El shadark and shal ratanim lotes bekach. Was a derech for the runners to walk out like this. Right. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa b'Hurkanis b'Noi Shem Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanis sheyotza b'Suder shal Seifrei. He went out with this scarf that was wrapped around his neck and the sides came on his shoulders b'Shabbos. He went out like this. He didn't stop walk out with it. No, he had a string attached to his finger, so that it shouldn't fall off with him. It shouldn't fall off on Shabbos. That the scarf should not fall off from your shoulders. So he was mocked not to walk with a scarf, not to wear a scarf. It had to be with a string attached to your fingers, so it shouldn't fall off on you. Shouldn't fall off, and it falls off. You come to walk with the daladams. So tomorrow, when the Chum heard about this Maisa, Omru, they said, Afilo ein nima kruchalei b'yetzbo. That's where we hold Alochon. That you're allowed to wear a scarf, even though you don't have a string hanging down attached to your finger. It's we're not afraid the scarf will fall off when you're wearing it. Dorash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda, Mishmedi Rav Chizda, Halocha, what's the Alochon? Afal pi she'ein nima kruchalei b'yetzboisav, and you're wearing a scarf, even though you don't have a string coming down attached to your finger, still you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. It's a derech malbush, and we're not afraid a scarf will fall off with you on Shabbos. Vaita. Ula ikloi levei Asi Barhini. Ula went to visit by Asi Barhini. Boi minei. They asked the Mishar was there. Mao lasos marzuv b'Shabbos. Are you allowed to make a marzuv that will soon say that means picking up your clothing on Shabbos? You have like a long dress, you want to pick it up and walk out with it like that? Is it mutter or not? Omalu, he said, Hochi Omer Rabbi Loi, Osa Lassus Mazav Shabbos. You're not allowed to walk out when you're picking up your clothing on Shabbos. You can't make a Mazav on Shabbos. For the Gemara, my Mazav. What is this Mazav? What are you doing? Omer Rab Zero, Kise Bibabli Aiso. It's by picking up your dress or picking up your clothing, you're making like a kiss. You're like folding it upwards so it's like a pocket over here. By picking up your jacket, it comes into a pocket over here. Are you allowed to make like a pocket by picking up your begodim on Shabbos? So Drashi Kisa Bibabli Aiso, Shemesalkin Bigdei Minoris. They picked up their long clothing that touched the ground. Kishem Aruchim. The dress or the jacket was too long. The Koifle Noisa, they were folded over. Kalpe Mal on the top. Or Machzik Noisa, Aidei Chutin. They would like tie it down, Machzikit Aidei Chut. Vainu Kimin Kis. So Kitsa, by folding it, looks like a pocket. Oh, come on, Marzuf, like a Marzuf. So, Shalai, you're allowed to walk out with this on Shabbos, making this. So, Rashi's mashmas not a Shalai of walking out this way. So, Shalai, could you make this to your begodim? Is there a Shalai Mishum Tikkun Mona? Like Rashi says, also, the next Rashi, Mishum Tikkuni Mona. Rashi says, the Shalai is, you're picking up your jacket, and then you're like putting a girdle around, tying it down, so you're like making a pocket here. So that looks like tikkun mona. Like you're fixing your clothing on Shabbos, that's a new issue of the Rabbanim. Mishum tikkun mona. That's what Rashi learns. La locha, we saw this halacha the way Tosis learns it. Tosis learns the shalom hoysom. Are you allowed to walk out with this begel like this on Shabbos? Is that called derech malbush or not? Since you're picking up your begodim, maybe what you're picking up is not derech malbush, that should be osur or not. That's the way Tosis learns. So the Gemara says that it's osur. We'll soon see when. Amlo hachi, amr abloi, oslas is mazav Shabbos. But Reb Yemya have a Yosef came with Reb Zera. So Reb Yemya was sitting in front of Reb Zera. Amalei hachi mai, he like showed him his clothing that he picked up, and he asked him like this: am I allowed to go out with it on Shabbos? Amalei Yosef said, no, that's also also. Like Rashi, that's called the tikkun mona. You like made a pocket in your begodim. Hachi mai, then he did it a little bit differently. This way, what's the locha? Amalei Yosef, that's also also. So what's the ma'isa? Omer Rav Papa, knock your tight klal of yotcha. Keep this klal in your hand. This is the klal of the halachis. The what? Kol adaita de lechnufei osur. Anytime you're picking it up, al manasseh should stay that way. It should look like a pocket, That's also the way Rashi learns. Called the last noyes shori. If you're just doing it for a while to make it look nice right now, that's mutter. That's not called a tikkun mona. But Rashi, lechnufe shiye nesukin tamid lahamet tipul liyolam. Like if you're folding it upwards and you're like or tying it down, if you stay that way loyolam, that's called you're making a pocket. That's also mishum tikkun mona. Last noyes at Rashi lefisho. If you're only doing it for a while, just for a second or so, for a few minutes, at this time you want to look nice this way, that's mutter. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos learns not like that. Tosfos learns depends why you're picking it up. If you're picking up your begadim because you want your begadim up off the ground, so that's also because there's not a derech malbush then, so you're carrying your begadim. But if you're doing it to make yourself look nice, if you're picking up your begadim because it looks nice that way, that's called derech malbush, then it's mutter. But if you start picking up your long robe off the floor so it shouldn't get dirty on the floor, that's also, that's called you're holding it in your hands. Weiter. Kiho derav shisho bread ravidi. Masnoi visadinoi heavy. He made himself look nice visadinoi. With his scarf. So Drashi, masnoi visadinoi. Acha shenisatev, after he put on his scarf, hoye masakta yagufon. He fixed it nicely on his body. Umeyashvoi. And he made him look nice. So Drashi b'chil kom. He did this b'chil. Klaimer. Alma d'yucha b'hochi v'uadin l'shabes. So just a raya, it's a derech to play around with your begodim to make yourself look nice. If you're doing it to picking it up to make yourself look nice, that's mutter. If you're not doing it to make yourself look nice, the Rashi learns, Elamai, you're doing it to stay there a long time, like you want to make a pocket, that's also mishum tikkumana. And the way Tosis learns, know that if it's a derech to wear your begodim picked up a little bit, that's derech malbush, it's mutter. But if it's not a derech to wear it that way, the time now you want to pick up your begodim very much, mishum, it shouldn't get dirty on the floor, that's takosa. Right. Kiyosi Ravdimi Omar. Pamachas Yotzer Rebbe Lasoda. One time Rebbe went out to the fields. Voya Shnei Tzide Talisoi Munachin Al Kseifoi. The two sides of his talis was on his shoulders. That's the way he was walking out. Is Omar Lefonov Yoshua Ben Zirus Ben Chomov Shur Rebbe Meir, the son-in-law of Rebbe Meir. Bezu Lechai Rebbe Meir Chattis. Like he asked the Makasha, wasn't Remeya Machaya Bechata, somebody walks out like this? Like Yechuri, you're not wearing your talus normal, it's not hanging down. But you have your two sides, the two ends, is around your neck, is all safe on your shoulders. So it's not a derech malbush. So if you walk out with this on Shabbos, Yechuri, you're Chayim Chattis. Trashi Shnei Tzidi Talisoi, Sheb Yemin Ove Shel Smil, on the right side and left side, Litzada Kaka, so to the right and left side was supposed to be towards the ground, he picked it up and held it on his shoulders. So Ben Zira's Bezula Chayim Remeh Chattis Betmiya. The aim of derech malbush, a derech masli, to wear your talus that the side should be around your shoulders. That's not a derech malbush; it's a masli, chayim chatis. Or malei ditek remeyat kan. So I guess them back as a taka true. It's Rashi b'tzmiya lechayim chatis bedover. That you want to say as a taka true. Remeya said the chayim chatis like this. Hadoy melias mutter. Like I lechura think it's mutter to walk out like this. Kizir sheinu mukafelis. It's not folded over. And on back of you, the talus is falling down. The sides of it. So he thought that was it's like he asked Makasha, is it true? Rav Meir says Chayim Chattis, like the Chur and Svarim. How it's like it's mutter to walk out like this. But I call upon him Shul Sherebi Talisai. So Rebbe did was Drashi Yorida Lamato Shekibul Dvar. I call upon Rebbe was Makabel. He didn't walk out with the sides of the talus on his shoulders just. But he was mishalshut, he let it fall down more. So the Mor Kiyosi Rovin, Omar, the Meister was Lo Yeshua ben Zivas Hevet, that wasn't the Meister, El Yeshua ben Kifusoi Hoya. Chosna Shur Rabbi Kiva, he was a son-in-law of Rabbi Kiva. And Omar, he said, Bezu Lechai Rabbi Kiva Chattis, like he asked the Mishal, isn't Rabbi Kiva Mechai Vachat if you walk out like this? Omar Lo Rabbi answered back, Yitzik Rabbi Kiva Atkan, like is it true? Like he holds the Chur not like that. That is called a derech malbush. But I call upon him Shul Shir Rebbe Talisai. Rebbe was mekabel the techochon, and he didn't walk out with the sides of the talis on his shoulders, but he let it hang down more. The more kiyosi Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yehuda Omar Nisha Litmer. In other words, it wasn't the pshat that Rebbe Mamish did this night so walked out with Shusravim with this talis. The Nisha Litmer just means in the base of Medrash when they're learning the halachas, they asked this halacha. Rashi, Lo'ira Maisa Zeh L'Rebbe. It didn't really happen, this Maisa to Rebbe. El Shol L'Fonav. They asked him the question, Ma Losses Boy? What's the Locha? Obikish Laf, the Rebbe in Svara held the smutta to walk out that way. Asham L'Fonav, so they told him, Mishum Rebbe Meya Chayav Chatis. Deal Savahoyal V'Einam L'Kafelis, since it's not folded on your shoulders, Sharei Achureo Hoyen Neuflim Lamata. The back of the talus was falling down. Bein Seifo, Min Seifo. And Leshet Sidoi Menachem Ad Seifo, who saw Derech Malbushu. He thought, he's a Derech Malbush, and then he was masking, no, it's awesome. But the Maisu said, the way we wear our taluses in Shul, Avada, that's called a Derech Malbush. So exactly what Rebbe was doing here, Mestama, wasn't the way we wear it. He had more the sides of Mamish only on the shoulders. Maybe the back was hanging down, but there was nothing coming down in front of him. It was only on his shoulders. So that he was choshish not to do, unless some part of it comes down the front also. So the Mishnah. For roiches b'mei mora u'b'mei tferya. Somebody washes himself. B'mei mora, Rashi learns, b'mei mikvah, mekura, like in a bath. Inside, shucham, it's hot water. V'yein chayim l'yotza, the heat doesn't go out of it. V'daf kecham anokim, shumach itoni arochet v'yevin. That's why the Mishnah says, Loshen b'di'evin. If somebody washed himself, took a hot bath. Because you're not allowed to take a hot bath on Shabbos. So roches means b'di'evin. If somebody went into a hot mikvah on Shabbos, or the mate Tveria, he went into the hot springs of Tveria. The locher is after he comes up, v'nistapik, and he dried himself with a towel, afilu b'yetza luntiyos. Even if he dried himself with 10 different towels, so it's a chiddush, that each towel is not that wet, still lo yaviyim biyodin. Still you should not bring it in your hands. That's the chiddush here. Lo yaviyim biyodin. You're not allowed to carry it in your hands. Because it's exerah, maybe you come to be thirkin. Maybe you come to squeeze it out. We'll see in the Gemara, we don't pass like this Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah says though. If you dry yourself with a towel on Shabbos, you're not allowed to touch the towel afterwards. Because it's exerah, maybe you come to squeeze out the towel. What about 10 people that wiped themselves? This is a chiddush. Even though they wiped themselves all 10 with one towel, their face, the hands, and their feet, still they're allowed to carry it in their hands. Why? Even though the towel is very, very wet, but since you have 10 people, they'll remind one the other, there's no gzera, you come to squeeze it out. With 10 people, you can remind yourself, one will remind the other person, you don't have this gzera. You don't have the gzera with 10 people. Weiter. Sochin or mamash mishin, you're allowed to rub yourself with oil. You're allowed to smear yourself with oil on Shabbos. Or mamash mishin. You could also give yourself a little rub down. Mash means rub your hands, rub your skin. That's mutter. Avoloi misalna. You can't give yourself a good rub down hard with koyach. That's awesome. Rashi, mamash mishin, biyad, akol aguf lahanor. You're allowed to stand, rub yourself a little bit to give yourself lahanor. That's taka mutter. But to use your strength, b'koyach, that's takos. That you shouldn't do. Avoloy misamlu, v'ayta avoloy misgarin. Avoloy misgarin. Misgarin means you can't scrape yourself. If you want to take like a scraper to scrape your body, that's also to do on Shabbos with the kli. As with your hands, you're allowed to scratch yourself. But you have a special kli for a scraper, for a scratcher, you're not allowed to use a scratcher on Shabbos. V'loy misgarin. So Rashi, v'loy misgarin gassinu b'mgereris, shekoru nashliya, du'ubdu d'chol. So this is the Rabbanon ubdu d'chol. Looks like you're doing a malach of chol, scraping yourself on Shabbos. Vaita en yordin lo kadima. You're not allowed to walk into kadima on Shabbos. Rashi learned shem hanor, it's the name of a city, of a river. And the Gemara says there was like quicksand there. So if you walk in the sand there, we're afraid you start to sink in the sand and you get yourself all muddy. You shouldn't do that on Shabbos. V'yeinoysen apaktizin. And now let it make yourself vomit on Shabbos. Rashi lakia. V'yein ma'atzvin esakotin. Ma'atzvin z'trashi loshin yodech atzvunin. Shem esakten u'miyashvin atzmoysov. A little baby, if the bones are like not in the right place, you're not allowed to be misakin, put the bones back in place. The Gemara was going to ask the theory before we had it was mutter. The Teretz says here, the Mishnah is talking about the backbone. The chul yishadrosi, if the backbone, some bones came out of place there, kemidat slama, the Gemara on the time. The Gemara is saying, why the time is. This is more of a malachom, this is also. The backbone, the bones there, the vertebrae came out of place, you can't put them back in place on Shabbos. V'yein ma'zirin es ha-shever. If you have a broken hand, you're not allowed to put the broken bone back to place on Shabbos. Rashi etzem shenishper, a bone that breaks, you can't put it back in place on Shabbos. Misha nifriko yodav raglo. Let's say your hand or your foot came out of place, came out of the socket. Is lo yator from betzoinim. You're not allowed to put your hand now and move it a hard in cold water. That's an eitzah how to get your bone back in place. So if you're torfer, if you're shaking your hand a lot in the cold water, that's awesome. However, roichet sukadakoi, for the last time, wash yourself normally in cold water. We in this wrap and this wrapper. And by taking a normal cold bath, the bone comes back in place, that's mutter. But l'shashilo yitarfem, loshin baits and trufas, like beating up the eggs. You can't beat up your hand in the cold water, that's awesome. That's vaymet to refua. I will see in the Gemara why. So the Gemara, kitoni mei mora dumya demetveria. The Mishnah says the word, the horechis b'di'evit, if you went into the bath of mei mora, that's, it's only b'di'evit. And therefore, all right, this shalah, how you let him take a bath? You did it b'di'evit, then Allah is wiping yourself with towels. Well, being medayik now, it says, mei mora dumya demetveria. Ma meitzveria, just like the springs, it's veria. Chamin, they're talking about hot water, it's chamin, hot water. Af mei hamora. The same thing, that water we're talking about now, that's in the mikveh water, like it's in the bath, is chamin. We're talking about a hot bath. So it'd be medayik. Horoichet dievet in. The Mishnah says, loshen horoichet, if you took a hot bath. Mash must only be dievet, but metchila avad is awesome with the rabbonim and Shabbos to take a hot bath. Nechlal, a kol ponim, it's a dieto,